Many thanks, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the Russian Federation for the question. I can address this from a BWC point of view, and then maybe if, Chair, with your permission, I can pass over to the director of the UNODA Geneva branch, Melanie Regenbaal, for her to explain in the wider disarmament context. But we, one thing to say first of all is that the August dates for BWC meetings are traditional dates for BWC meetings. We have had BWC meetings in either very late July or normally in August since 2003. So that's the regular pattern of BWC meetings, is August and then early December, as for example we have had this year. So those are dates that are fixed in the kind of the UNOG planning calendar, the long-term meetings planning calendar. We did specifically deconflict the BWC meetings dates for next year with other major disarmament conferences. So you will note that the dates themselves do not conflict with any other major disarmament conferences taking place here in Geneva. And then we have finally also been informed that these are the only possible dates in the Palais de Nation in that traditional BWC meeting timeframe for the meeting of the fourth session of the working group to take place. As the distinguished delegate of the Russian Federation said, the strategic heritage plan is affecting all meetings here in Geneva. There is very limited room availability. This entire building that we're meeting in now will be closed next year, closed entirely. So meeting room availability is very, very limited next year. But our colleagues were able to offer us meeting rooms of the required size and in the usual meeting times, the traditional meeting times for BWC meetings. Thank you, Mr. Chair.